It's episode 88, and we've got plugins that let you play favorites, category post limiters, social toolbars, newsletters, WordPress Command Center, and a new plugin that will remove all technical distraction to your clients that log into WordPress. It's the podcast that Matt Mullenweg listens to with his media player tucked under his pillow. It's WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And I'm sure Matt has wonderful dreams while listening to us. I'm John Overall, your host, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be under Matt's pillow today.
And we're here to, you know, bring some excitement to you, talk about some fantastic plugins and little tidbits of information that we come across to help you with your WordPress website. And we've got
we got a lot of help coming this week. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a few things. First off, just a couple of reminders. Of course, don't forget to check us out. We can find all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And you can also find us out on Stitcher Radio. You can also click in the show notes, download the app, and get started on it, or listen to them directly on their website. You can also find us at the iTunes Store and many other places across the web. We are starting to crop up and pop up, so getting very exciting for us.
Yeah, a lot of new listeners to the show. A lot of people have actually been contacting me and would like to get a lot more active in SpeakPipe. Leave us some messages on our website. Ask us some questions about any plugin that you may require, need, be looking for, or just have an idea for. We're happy to help you out.
Yeah, or feel free to fire us an email. We're happy to help you out and answer back whatever we can. So first off, just a little bit of self-promotion for myself. I myself specialize in WordPress support and training. And in particular, if you have that white screen of death or something goes wrong on your WordPress website and you just can't quite understand or figure it out, feel free to contact me on my site at wppro.ca/emergency, and I will do my best to help you get it sorted out, get you back online. And I also, this is a real brief one for folks out there, as you've heard in the last few episodes, I've been trying to get some webinars started and going, but I've had problems getting the correct time for folks, and this last one also had a couple of other obstructions in my life, but I'm asking you, the listeners, if you're interested in hearing some nice webinars from me, fire me some times for your time zone. That would be good. I will figure out a reasonable time zone for across time zones to try and get more people engaged. So send it to me. Plus, I'm open to any subjects for a webinar. And that's what I've got.
Nice. Well, John, I've been diligently working on my new venture, which is called The Daily Plugin. It's going to be a video show that's going to be out every weekday where I talk about and demonstrate a particular plugin on the various staging sites that I've put together. And with that, I've got a lot of back-end projects that require some WordPress, I guess you could say, design, maintenance, affiliate stuff, directory maintenance, things like that. So I'm looking for an intern. I put the call out last week, and I caught a couple good responses, and I'd like to just leave it open for one more week. So please get in touch with me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com, if that's something of interest to you.
That sounds like a really good deal. My intern has just gotten her life back a bit, and she's just started coming back to work for me, so I'm excited about that. And I can use the help just right about now, so.
No kidding.
All good. All right, so that's all we've got for our self-promotions this week, and I've got just a couple of little tidbits of trivia here. When I went to go double-check on a plugin today, I hit the download page for WordPress. So 3.4 has been downloaded 18.5 million times. So that's only been a couple of months now, I think. So it's
That is remarkable.
Yeah, it's. I sat there and watched it for about 2 minutes, and it's jumping at about 400 or 500 per 30 seconds. So it's moving pretty fast. And another because I felt like I was just sleeping way too much and I needed to take less of it out of my, or more of it out of my life. I decided to help my daughter start an online business, and I'm going to be pushing little bits of that information out as her business comes together. And just because it's my daughter, I get to help her out.
There you go.
And that'll be coming little by little over, you know, the next few episodes as pieces come together for it, for folks.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And this week, any tidbits or rambles from you there, Marks? Nothing?
No, I've been, well, I've been doing a lot with one particular client that has 30 mini sites around his main site. And all of them have unique content. None of them have links back and forth to each other or anything like that. And it's pretty interesting when you put good content out there and don't try and game the system with any links. WordPress is absolutely the most phenomenal SEO tool in the world.
Oh, yes.
Because I'll tell you, this particular client does a service for residential consumers, and without giving too much away, basically they're all over the state of California. They have a couple of other entities around the country as well. But making WordPress pages based on their individual location and then combining that with custom images and, you know, stuff with variable maps and things like that of particular areas that make sense and have watermarks. And, you know, when you really put the time into it and build a WordPress site the right way, and not in a black hat way or anything like that, you'd be surprised. I have some terms that I did for specific very large cities, 300,000 population and up, and I'm ranking number one within 3 days of publishing the content.
Wow.
And it's nice. Because of WordPress. It's just because it's feed enhanced. It's because it's got all of the nice tags and the metadata with all-in-one SEO or Yoast or whatever particular plugins that you use. The on-site time has been increased since I started using the drop shadow boxes as well to do testimonials and kind of in-post content. So, you know, the plugins that we talk about on this show do work, and they work in the real world for real clients for real money. So take that into consideration. For every plugin that we talk about, there is incentive and opportunity for you to make on the back end of this as a developer or designer.
Cool. All right, so the next thing we've got, we have some nice listener feedback this week, and actually it's a question. And so Rafi has hit us with a question about registration pages. So take it away, Rafi.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Rafi. I'm a new WordPress user. I recently switched over from Drupal for most of my development. I'm working on a membership site for our registration department for our town, and would like to know if there is a plugin that you know of that would work with doing family and then members of the family registrations. Thanks, great show.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right, Rafi. Well, I don't know if you're Canadian or not, Rafi, but your name is really popular up here. He is a great children's entertainer in Canada. I never heard of him until I moved here. So I just thought I'd throw that out there, because as soon as I saw the name, that's who instantly popped to my head. Okay. So anyway, it's also nice to see another convert to the crowd coming from the other CMS systems out there.
Definitely.
And I do have a couple of suggestions for you, Rafi. What we've got here is the first one is this very simple one, and it may or may not be completely suitable for you. It's called WP Members, and it does have a lot of options to it, and it is pretty robust, but it may or may not work for you. The other one that I think might work for you comes from a paid premium system, which is from CopyBlogger, who is part of StudioPress system. And it's called Premise, and they have a really nice built-in membership system. And although I'm just beginning to play with it myself, I'm finding it really decent for the few things I'm working with on it. So you might give those two a try, and fire me an email and remind me. And I have used other ones, and I'll be happy to send those your way too. I just have to look them up.
Yeah, I I had a couple of ideas, but it also depends on what they're trying to register for. Now, he mentioned it was for his town. So I'm wondering if it's for courses, if it's for events, what it's for. There are different event plugins out there. And also, I guess I would want to know, are you charging for this? You know, is there any monetary or cart or anything like that going through? But yeah, WP Members is a pretty good tool to use, as John mentioned. So give that one a shot.
All right. So that's all we got there, folks. So make sure if you send us a speak pipe, you will get on the show. And we always like to hear great feedback from folks in those areas there.
Definitely.
And other than that, well, it's time for us to get into the fun meat and potatoes of the show and just dig into all of the plugins.
All right.
There we go. And first off, what I've got next here, this is a plugin that the developer approached me, and it was designed by Daddy Design. It's called Social Toolbar, and it's a very nice social toolbar plugin that I looked into, and they sent it to me and asked me to check it out. What I checked out, I did load up the free version that they offer, but they also sent me a copy of the premium version to check out for the added features. So I gave it a good rundown and checked out, and then a couple of emails back and forth to the developer. His name is Ryan. And here's what I found out with it. And the links, of course, in the show notes lead to the free version, which is pretty decent. It offers just a few, minus a couple of the special treats included in the customizations of the toolbar. The toolbar itself is placed in the bottom or the top of your WordPress site, depending on how you set it up. And where I was using it, I was actually redesigning a client's website. We were looking at making it more social, and I wanted to see how well this one would integrate into it. And what I liked with it was it gives you a lot of control over what pages you can actually display this toolbar on. It's not, you can either have it go site-wide, or you can have it show up on specific pages only, which I found to be a very nice feature in it. And you can send it around. You can also colorize it to make it fit and feel your site so that it's nice and clean and fits in. It also includes just about every social network you want built right in. All you need to do is add your link to make it appear. And if that's not enough for you, you can always add some custom ones in there also. And they also have some great training info built right into the plugin. So if you have the question for it, you just click on the help link right there while you're setting it up, and poof, you get the information you need. And so I had no problem getting it all set up and getting it all functioning the way it works. And I did like the customization of the bar in the bottom. The only thing I thought might be nice was to have a way to auto-fade it out unless it was moused over. You know, maybe have it pop up for the first few seconds, then fade down. Because with the design I was doing, there was some content at the bottom that it kept covering up, and I needed it to go away. And so I had to play with that to get it to work. I couldn't get it to fade, so I just sort of made some minor adjustments to my CSS. And the only other problem I did run into, but this one here was a here and there, and I never did sort out whether it was my computer or something with the plugin or what, and I did talk to the developer and he couldn't find it. But for some reason, and it might have just been my theme, the theme I was using, which is highly possible. And what happened was only on Internet Explorer, for some reason, when it would load the toolbar, the whole theme layout would just break. Poof. It would just fly apart at the seams. It wouldn't hold together. And funny thing was, when I went to fix it and sort it out and figure out what the problem was, when I went to check it in IE again, it was working fine. And it wasn't just my computer, I know, because I actually tested it on three different computers, on my laptop and my wife's laptop, and it still had the same problem in IE. So it's something was conflicting, I never did find out what, but I'm pretty certain it had to do with the theme I was working with. I was so far in development, I wasn't about to throw my theme out to test it. But when I got it working, and it stayed working, it was all good. So all in all, I found this to be a very good social toolbar plugin. I really liked the way it was down at the bottom. And of course, the rating on it, I gave it a nice rating of 4 dragons for this one. So I highly recommend checking this plugin out. And go give it a shot. They also have a few other plugins at their website. So,
So I'm looking at the pricing for this. And boy, if you're a developer, this thing costs $200 for multiple site licenses.
Well, that sounds to yeah. fall right in line with most of every other developer plugin.
Yeah, I guess it's not too bad.
No, that, you think about every other developer plugin, I spend anywhere from $150 to $275 for a developer license. I'm going to use it multiple places.
And the nice thing that I like about this, other than all the social homes that it has and displaying the amount of likes and Google Pluses and tweets and all that, is that it shows also the most recent tweet that you've had.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. I forgot about that.
on the particular site. And it tells how many days ago.
Yeah.
So I like that. Is there customization as far as the little arrow and the color schemes and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah, the color scheme and everything else. I don't know how the customizations are in the free version. I didn't go into that. But I know in the paid version, total customization of everything, because I customized it up quite nicely to fit the one theme I put it into.
Awesome. Well, John, you know, a couple of weeks ago, they debuted something in the WordPress repository where you could actually favorite a particular plugin that you were looking at.
Yeah, I've been using that a lot.
Yeah, it's nice because then you can go back and log in and check out your favorites and all that. But I have a plugin that takes that concept even one step further, and maybe even further than they might think. So this is called Favorite Plugins. So what it does is it quickly and easily lets you access and install your favorited plugins from the repository and access them right on your dashboard. So here's what this means. This means if John has John Overall as his WordPress repository username, he would then go into his site, put this plugin in, and put the ID of John Overall in there. And whatever he had as his favorites would be in the plugins section of your plugin, you know, where your plugin list is, where it says installed, not active, recently activated, things like that. But now you'll have another line that says favorites.
Nice.
So here's what this lets you do. It not only, John, can you then take a lot of the new favorites as you're browsing on the repository, and then as you go back to client sites, if you have this installed, you'll have that favorite. You won't have to go, oh, man, what was the name of that plugin? I totally forgot. I mean, we've all been there. Every one of us has completely forgotten about a plugin that we thought would revolutionize something for a client.
Done it many times.
Yeah. So now here's another component of this. Because of the fact that you can merely just enter someone's username in there, you can also start to access other people's favorites.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you knew my username, you could see my favorites list.
Mm-hmm.
And so that adds a whole new dynamic to it that I'm not certain if this plugin author has considered, but I know that it takes advantage of the new WordPress API, you know, the favorites portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when can we start to see stuff in this plugin that's like, hey, here's the top favorited list?
No kidding.
You know, of the repository. These many people like this list. I don't know. It's got a heck of a lot of possibilities, but I love it, and it saved me a ton of time with client sites alone, because I have one client site that's got 30 websites, and it enabled me to find one cool plugin, and as I set them all up, they were all in there. I could just click, 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 install, 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 done. Thanks. Move to the site. Just put my name in. It's not like, you know, before I used to have to download them all and then upload them all, and then you've got versions that are conflicted, and you know, it could be a week old as far as your plugins go, and you've got to update and all that. So this makes sure that you've got the newest versions, everything's cool. It's called Favorite Plugins, and how could I not rate this but a 5 out of 5?
Very nice. The only one question that comes to mind for me is it an all or nothing when installing the favorite plugins, or do you get to pick and choose which of the favorites are installed?
No, you cannot. Now, that's something that WordPress would have to integrate, which would be groups.
Okay.
Groups of favorites. Now, here's where I solved this. Okay, now, obviously, I have my username on the WordPress repository.
Right.
I have plugins that I don't necessarily need for all these 30 client sites that I have.
Right.
So what I did is I actually signed up for a new name for them.
Okay.
Then I use their ID.
Okay. Well, that's an excellent way of solving it. But yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind was, is it all or nothing, or can I pick and choose? Because I know I have favorites that won't go everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. But at least it's something. You know,
it's no just... kidding. It's still impressive. It was something you mentioned the first time you talked about the new favoriting list in WordPress. You said you needed a plugin to allow us to install those favorites. Sure enough, it arrived.
I know. I've been on the lookout, and here it is.
Got to love the WordPress community. All you do is wish, and it appears.
It's the secret of technology. Yes.
All right, so the next one I've got coming up here, this one here is a follow-up review of a plugin that I did many months back, and it's called Easy Automatic Newsletter. And the plugin author, we did an interview with him a couple of episodes back on the show, and we talked about it, and I finally got him tested as beta, and about the time I tested the beta, 2 days later, he released it live. So it's now live in the WordPress repository. It's called Easy Automatic Newsletter 2.7 Lite, because they are moving to a freemium version. They're building a premium version of this plugin. And their premium version is not yet released, but it's going to be offering a few more features than the free version, which so far I actually like the free version quite nicely. And this one here... The nice thing about it is that you don't have to depend upon the WP Cron, Foxcron system of WordPress to send out your newsletter. Unless you don't understand cron jobs, and then you can use the WP Cron system to send out your newsletter. And they give good instructions for setting up your cron job, which is very nice. And what this one does is you set it up, and it goes through on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, however you set it up to go out, and it automatically looks at the post you produced since the last time it sent out a newsletter, and it creates a simple newsletter of those posts and sends it out to your newsletter list automatically. So it's total automation where you don't even have to think about it once it's set up and once people are signed to the list. And that I like about it quite nicely, especially with one site, which is a online magazine site where we want a newsletter to go out regularly but not have to remember to get in there and get it set and sent each time. We just need a summary of stuff sent out to folks on a weekly basis. And the only thing I did run into that I'm looking, and I have talked with the developer and suggested they address, and they are looking into it, is how to... set so you can customize the theme of the newsletter going out. And that right now it's just a basic plain white theme that goes out with the headline of the post and then a snippet of the post, and out it goes. And it does a very nice job of that, though. The other thing, sorry, brain just went poof. And so the author has taken that under advisement, is looking at it. And there was one other feature here. Oh, the other feature was that the only thing I didn't like when I looked at it this time, and I didn't pay attention last time, was I want to bring it into one site that we already have 900 plus subscribers on the website, but I don't want to have to try and export them from WordPress and then re-import them into this newsletter so they can be on the list. And this plugin currently doesn't have a way to access the people who are already subscribers, but they are looking at adding that into their next release of this. And when that's added in, I think the plugin's going to be very, very sweet then. At the moment, it gets a nice 3 Dragon rating. It's very, very good. I do like the way it works, and it's great for a basic, simple site of content going out.
And how does it handle... like different blocks of content, like for advertising?
I haven't thought about dealing with the advertising on it, actually. The website we're dealing with that sends it out, we're just trying to get people to come back into the website through telling them what the most recent posts are. Because all it puts out right now is it puts out the post headline and the first paragraph or so from the post.
And does it include any featured images in it?
Yes. Yes, it actually did.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Good. Well, that sounds like a really good one.
Yeah, it's going to be decent. And as they develop it further, they're much further along the development trail. Like, I remember when I first put it in and tried it many months back, I wasn't overly impressed because there was a lack of the ability to do much. Like, one of the things they had a problem with was when it sent out the newsletter, it sent out your entire post.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you had no choice, and that's all there was. And then they fixed that pretty quickly, and then they've been playing with it. So it's coming along quite nicely, and I look forward to their pro release and their next version of the free one.
Absolutely. And if you're listening, advertising blocks and geo-targeted content.
There you go.
So there. That's free, but I expect a license. Okay. I've been working with a lot of these different client sites this past week, and one of the things that I've been adding is testimonials, and I have hundreds to add to these different sites. And I started to notice that it would interfere with the RSS feed that would come down the pipe, and also on certain designs and certain themes, those testimonials would just flood the entire front page because it's, you know, those are the most recent posts. So I tried to find a solution to kind of hide that, both in the feed and within the homepage itself. So I found this plugin called Remove Posts in Category from Homepage. Wow, what a description. So it basically allows anybody who's a WordPress admin to prevent posts in a given category from displaying on the homepage and in the main loop, and as well in the RSS feed.
Nice.
So for this, I basically took all the testimonials and reviews and things like that and took it out of the feed. Mm-hmm. Just with this one plugin, I just chose which category I wanted, and it was gone. It was out of there, and it never made it to the homepage, and I tried it again with publishing a new testimonial, and it just didn't land on the homepage. So the way you solve that, obviously, is you have a button that's testimonials or, you know, something in your menu that you can, that can go and access those things, and, you know, so Google can crawl them. But this one worked wonderfully, and I thought it was just, it was pretty cool. I wish that you could separate a couple of different categories. It really only had one that you could do.
Right.
But it's not bad for what it does. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. All right, so the final one I have here, this has fallen in line with what I've done over the last several episodes of a Dashboard Commander plugin, or not a plugin, but a place where you can manage multiple WordPress websites in one place. And I think this is pretty much the final one I'm going to test out, unless somebody else comes up with another one for me to check out that might be a little better. This one is called CMS Dashboard Commander. And there's a link in the show notes, and full disclosure, the link is an affiliate link, just to let folks know. So if you decide you like it, buy it through that link. I'd be happy. It does have a free version, and the free version is very, very nice. And it offers, so far, of all of them, it gives you 50 websites to start with. So you can manage up to 50 websites right off the bat, which was really sweet for me because I've got a crap load of websites to try and manage.
Yeah.
And they've also, because they're in beta right now and they're busy working at getting themselves promoted more than anything else, they're giving away even more websites if you send out a tweet or like them on Facebook. So give it a check out. Now, to use it, very simple. You go create your account, sign up. They give you a plugin to download, which you have to then install into your website. And then it allows it to interconnect. So far, I have found it to be very nice for interconnecting. Right now, I've got about 12 websites tied into it, and I've been playing with it. And it gives you a page, which, of course, is very familiar to anyone using WordPress already. Basically, what it looks like they did was they took WordPress and modified the CMS to suit their needs, and there you have it. It allows you to break the websites out into different categories of management, such as your own private sites, your client sites, advertising sites, anything else you need to break them out into. It gives you a listing of what needs to be updated right off the bat, and you can hit a button that says update everything, and it just goes through and updates it all. And I've tested it on several sites, and sure enough, it's done a very good job of updating them with no problems. And the other thing is if you happen to be a user of other CMS systems, such as Drupal or Joomla, or even PHBB, you can manage them from this dashboard. And I don't know how they do that, but accordingly, it can be done. So there's another bonus that might be useful for it. And there is also another sweet bonus if you happen to run websites that get the same posts from you, or you're going to post out to multiple sites, you can post to all those multiple sites from inside this plugin, or inside this commander dashboard.
Ooh, it's with metadata too?
I believe so. I haven't tried to make a massive post yet, but it gives you that. Now, there's another one in here. It's got a clone website. It allows you to clone one website onto another. So there's a lot of features built into this. And to give you some other base on where it came from, if you've ever used the plugin called WP Robot, this is created by the same guys who created WP Robot.
Ooh, and I love WP Robot.
They've got WP Robot tied into this too.
Oh, yes.
So there is a lot to this plugin. It's very robust. I haven't touched all of it yet, but so far what I have touched has been very nice, and I've liked it much better than the other dashboards. I have found it a little more intuitive and easier to use so far. So this one here gets a pretty high rating, not quite the top of the charts, but it's a nice 4 Dragon rating, and I like it, and I can recommend giving it a shot to folks. And of course, because it's free right now, check it out through my affiliate link and give it a try. Let you see what you find out.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's got a lot to it. And jeez. I've actually been watching this one for about a year now, because I think I originally signed up for it about a year ago, and I forgot about it until they sent me a reminder a couple of weeks ago that told me they updated it.
Hmm. Wow. Well, John, I've been, you know me, man. I'm trying to keep my clients out of their sites, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it is, right? Mm-hmm.
I do the same for several of my clients.
Yeah, just, you know, for a number of reasons. You know, not to mention I just don't want them to break it or, you know, disable a plugin that's needed because they want to fool around with it or something. So I found this framework called PickList. Have you heard of this? P-I-K list?
No, can't say that I have.
Okay. Well, basically, they've come out with a new plugin that's called WordPress Helpers. Now, you have to sign up for PickList to do it, but it's free. And basically, you install PickList, and it gives you kind of enhanced abilities, you know, superpowers, so to speak, for WordPress. Mm-hmm. And then you install this WordPress Helpers thing, and they deem it as the missing settings page for WordPress. Okay, so you install this, you put the magic ring on, and you ready for the rundown of what this thing will do?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, you can change what is said on the admin bar, like howdy so-and-so. When you look at your posts, pages, categories, things like that, it shows the actual ID number of them on there for easy reference later. You can disable the theme switcher so that no one can ever change the theme but you.
Oh, very nice.
You can remove the screen options tab. You can hide dashboard widgets.
Oh, that's what I want.
Completely. Yeah. You can set the default dashboard columns if you want to. Writing. You can set visual or HTML as the default post editor so nobody ever veers off into HTML land. Or you can totally disable the visual editor. You can increase the height of the excerpt box. Disable autosave. Set the post per page on the edit screen. How many posts per pages you want. For the reading stuff, you can change the excerpt length. You can remove private and protected options. You can completely disable RSS feeds. Or add RSS featured images into your RSS feed as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people like doing that. You can change other stuff, discussion, stuff like don't allow comments on anything, remove auto-linking, disable self-pinging. You can change stuff in the user profile, which is something that I had to do. I'm on a client site, and it's got me as the author, And every time you click on the author name, it shows my picture on the client side. It's like, no, 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 no. We can't have that. And finally, John, the most useful thing that it does is it removes the AIM, Yahoo IM, and the Jabber / Google Talk in your user profile.
Huh.
That's worth the price of admission alone, because nobody ever uses those.
Nobody has those accounts anymore. That's, Matt, you really got to remove those, or at least make them useful.
God, put Skype in there. Okay, so WordPress Helpers, it's awesome. Check it out. It's powered by Picklist, and I give it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that. I like several of those features. I'm going to have to go check that out. I've got a website that's going to be going live here soon, which I'd like to adjust a couple of those features on.
Yeah, you know what I look at it as? Like child safety locks.
Oh, I look at it as developer insurance.
That too.
Because it ensures that I won't have to go back and fix something that shouldn't have gotten broken.
Yeah, now combine that with that developer's plugin that we talked about last week.
No kidding.
Last show.
That's
and then so now you've basically got developer access that's above administrator access. Yeah. You can restrict what admins can do, and then now you can restrict what everybody else can do too.
Yeah, no kidding. That's very nice.
So we're almost at Drupal stage.
Yeah, we're getting there. Well, WordPress is coming along quite nicely in the it's getting close to 5 years now when I think about it and find out that WordCamp Victoria, the fifth year, is coming up next January. And I've been speaking at every single one since the inception of it.
It's important. I think what is signified in a plugin like this, John, is that we are, as developers and WordPress kind of back end people, kind of trying to acknowledge to the folks out there that it's not just us that's accessing the back end anymore.
Yep.
You know, a lot of times we're developers, but we're not going to be putting all the content on there all the time.
Yeah.
There may be things like Premise, which is an awesome landing page creator where, you know, you'll be working with somebody else that does the pay-per-click internally, and they want to make landing pages and make it easy. And, you know, you want to kind of separate it a little bit and, you know, make it more cubicle style than just one big room of tech.
Oh, yeah. It's getting very impressive. I'm looking forward to more of the changes as time goes by. Well, that's all the plugins we got for you, folks, and hope it's helpful for you. The usual reminders, don't forget, go to iTunes, check us out. I know I was supposed to check out the iTunes store this last week and find out how everything was doing, but of course, iTunes has been having their own world of grief this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been amusing. But you can also go check us out at blueberry.com, voa.com, and of course Stitcher Radio. Those are the four main places we can be found, aside from our website at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. I love Stitcher Radio. Everybody out there should check it out.
Yeah, I've been starting to use it more and more. So it's got some interesting shows on it.
Yeah, and it's got stuff that you don't actually always see in iTunes. You know, some people just don't use iTunes. And Stitcher seems to be one of those kinds of apps that finds things for me that I haven't seen. And it's also interesting to see the different frequency of all the other shows. And by far, as far as WordPress, we're as steady as she goes, but, you know, as far as consistency.
Well, we're getting there, and, as far as just going out all the time, we're doing very well there, but more and more folks are listening. So, anyway, coming in future podcasts, lazy plugins as we can find them, and, of course, anything cool, new, and unusual. And if you have an idea or suggestion or you want us to check out a plugin, if you're a developer and you're feeling, like you might have it, send it to us, and we'll be happy to check it out. And
yeah, I was going to say the next show, I am experimenting with some things that revolve around directories and listings and even things that tap right into the repository. Yeah. So stay tuned.
And stay tuned. Thinking of next shows, we've got a very secret show coming up, which not even Marcus completely knows about yet, but the rest of you folks, it's just to let you know, we're going to have a really good show coming up in the next couple of weeks that you will find exciting. So that's just a tip. So
finally, an exciting show.
This one's going to be different, a little different for us. So anyway, how you can contact us, you can find me, my website, johnoverall.com, Twitter, wppro.ca/Twitter, Facebook, wppro.ca/Facebook, or email me at john@wppro.ca.
Yeah, and I've got actually just two places you can find me, which is marcuscouch.com, and then check out what I got going on for the daily plug-in. I just got some new spec animation stuff coming that even John hasn't seen any of that. So cool. I see you're hiding one over my eyes, and I raise you one.
Well, that's all we've got for you, folks. You guys have yourselves a good day, and take care.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.